The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Now today is March the 2nd, and on this day in 1984, This Is Spinal Tap was released in cinemas. The legendary movie chronicles a hapless heavy metal band touring and promoting their album Smell the Glove. The comedy rockumentary actually took a little while to catch on. A lot of early audiences didn't understand it, but it certainly grew a cult following. On this day in 1960, Elvis Presley makes his only appearance in the UK, and no, it's not on stage, or it's not on the TV, and it's not strolling down some swanky street in London either. It's when his army plane stops in Scotland to refuel. He lands at Prestwick Airport, which is about 30 miles outside of Glasgow, as he returns home from 2 years' service in West Germany. It's Elvis's only recorded visit to the UK. On this day in 2016, Bob Dylan sold his personal collection, his archive, of notes, draft lyrics, poems, artwork and photographs to the University of Tulsa. The collection, with 6,000 pieces in, also includes master recording tapes from his music catalogue and hundreds of hours of film video. And along the same kind of lines, on this day in 2013, a pencil doodle that Sir Paul McCartney did when he was just a teenager sold for nearly £4,000. That's over $5,000. Sir Paul did these when he was a student at the Liverpool Institute High School for Boys. And birthday-wise, we say happy 61st birthday to Mr. John Francis Bon Jovi Jr. The rock star has a ton of platinum records and number ones to his name, of course, as frontman of the band that bears his name. And someone we sadly lost too soon, an incredible singer and drummer, Karen Carpenter, was also born on this day back in 1950. She died due to complications from anorexia when she was just 32 years old. And for today's main show, we focus on someone else born on this day who is sadly no longer with us. Yes, born on this day in 1948 is one of the greatest guitarists of our time. One of the best rock stars to come out of Ireland. We're talking about William Rory Gallagher. His career began when he formed the trio Taste and had a taste of success, but it was his solo career that saw his profile fly, his records generating more than 30 million sales in the 70s and 80s. And you've got legends like Slash and Edge and Johnny Marr and Alex Lifeson who've all hailed him as their inspiration. Now, Rory's bass player throughout his solo career, 20 years plus, was Jerry McAvoy. Jerry played on every single one of Rory's records, and as you can imagine, built up a brilliant friendship with him. Now, I interviewed Jerry on episode 66 of Vintage Rock Pod. It's one of the most listened to shows of the last year. So if you're new to Vintage Rock Pod, definitely give it a listen. Anyway, I'm going to play a short clip of that interview with Jerry, talking about Rory.
We talk about Rory as a guitar player. I mean, he's phenomenal. Everyone knows that. He's one of the greatest guitar players we've seen. But as a person, what kind of a person was Rory?
He was very reserved, very shy. Rory, you know, he kept himself to himself, you know. But at the same time, I mean, when we weren't working, I mean, I'd meet Rory. I'd go up to Chelsea, whatever, you know, and we'd go out and have a couple of pints and go for a meal. And and on the road, especially in the States, because Rory's a big movie fan, and as I am as well. So when off days, we'd end up going to see the movies, you know, go to the movies together. And, you know, he enjoyed that. But he liked his own space as well, like we all do, you know. But it was as opposed to being extroverted on stage as he was actually quite introverted off stage, you know. But we could have a couple of wild times as well, you know. So he wasn't that introverted.
I'm sure you did. And then, is there any moments that you kind of look back on now, almost that maybe stick in your head, and you kind of go, "Wow, was that me, or did that really happen?" Can you think of anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. I remember the first time we played Belfast, obviously in my hometown, and it was during the Troubles, and it was sort of dangerous to go there at the time, you know. And what sticks in my mind was that the audience that night, because they were even starved of music. I mean, nobody went there in the 70s. Nobody. And Rory, every year we would go back there, you know. But the first time we played it would have been 71 with Wilger. He's got rest of them as well. They're all gone. it was fantastic. The atmosphere, and that'll stay with me forever, you know. And you know, because of the dissension between you know, religions in Belfast, you know, Catholic or Protestant, it didn't matter that night. It didn't matter. You know, nobody gave a damn. Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, whatever, they were all there, you know, and it was just a fantastic atmosphere for time. And it'll stay with me forever.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.